Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Matt Brainerd is the former director of data and strategy for the Trump campaign. He's done a great job with the organization, really chronicling exactly what's going on with the investigations of election fraud that are really bearing fruit. He joins us coming up next segment. But first, there is a very important report dealing with the Soros takeover of the country. Let's take a look at my town, Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas, like many Act Blue Soros strongholds, has a district attorney problem. Inexperienced Austin DA Jose Garza is releasing most first-time offenders back into a city where crime has skyrocketed.
Police say this year they have seen an increase in property crime overall. In fact, they've responded to more than 700 robberies. That's up 9% compared to last year.
You can see serious crimes are up. As of April, murders in Austin up significantly this year, 200% compared to 5 years ago.
While Garza is at odds with the investigation surrounding the two teenagers who shot 14 people in downtown Austin, killing one and paralyzing another.
In our top story tonight, police have dropped all charges against a 17-year-old Harker Heights student accused in a deadly mass shooting on Austin's famous 6th Street.
Yeah, now police say they have a new suspect, 19-year-old DeAndre Jamaris White.
While bringing an indictment regarding a clear case of self-defense in the shooting death of activist Garrett Foster, a year after there were no charges brought.
The Army sergeant who shot and killed a well-known Austin Black Lives Matter protester is indicted on 3 charges, including murder in Travis County.
The shooting death of Garrett Foster, who was carrying an assault-style rifle at the time in downtown Austin, made national headlines and raised issues about self-defense and Second Amendment rights.
And now District Attorney Jose Garza has managed to violate due process. The Austin Police Association was made aware of possible allegations of misconduct by Travis County District Attorney Jose Garza and members of his office. Based on the information provided in the Brady Notice and the motion for the request for an evidentiary hearing, the inappropriate and illegal behaviors extend to the highest levels of the Travis County District Attorney's Office and to Jose Garza in his official capacity. The alleged conduct is beyond disturbing and further complicates 2 very serious cases, one involving a child victim of an aggravated sexual assault and the other a homicide. In Jose Garza's short time in office, he has allowed the Travis County District Attorney's Office to be severely tainted, brought a lack of credibility, honesty, and professionalism to the top prosecutorial office in Travis County. In order to restore a level of public confidence back to the District Attorney's Office, the results of an investigation into the allegations should be made public and appropriate legal actions or sanctions applied if warranted. Court records show that an assistant district attorney with the Travis County DA's office has resigned. They state the reason as being the current leadership in the DA's office that has put them in a position that compromises their ethics, morals, and standards of professional conduct.
I know we have a lot of DSA comrades, and I'm going to pass it off to our own elected official, Jose Garza. We went all in to elect him to DA, and we're all very excited about the work that his office is doing.
Obviously, our struggle isn't over. We have so much work ahead of us. We instituted a new policy, and it was pretty radical. On April 1st, we instituted a new radical policy, and that policy was to say that no one who does not pose a threat to our community should be sitting in jail simply because they can't afford to get out. Pretty crazy stuff, huh? By implementing that radical policy, as we sit here today, our jail population is hovering around 1,500 on a daily basis and dropping every day.
A big, huge round of applause for Jose. We're, it's so inspiring.
A full report Is it banned on video? By the way, though, there was a guy in an armed shootout with the police who he let go and then robbed 10 people in 1 week. He's trying to release him again right now. This man is a psychotic communist. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the InfoWar. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Matt Bernard is our guest. I really appreciate him coming on. I'm not going to read his whole bio because that would take half the time we have with him here. But he's one of the top analysts in the country for the RNC, for the National Committee Analysis Department. He's worked with Frank Luntz. He's been the former director of data and strategy for the Trump campaign, and he has launched an organization that's one of the preeminent ones out there investigating what really happened in the 2020 election that's ongoing. Look Ahead America, the Voter Integrity Project. And so there's a lot of articles, a lot of things to go over with him, but if you want to get somebody that's really on the inside, has seen it all, can really tell you what's really happening, not hype on either side, I think it's Matt. So, Matt, thanks for the time. Where should we start here? So much to cover.
You know, right after the election, we launched into investigating what we thought were very odd numbers coming out of the election. And we ran through Look Ahead America's Voter Integrity Project, a very unique set of analyses that typically are never done before, because while we do believe that voter fraud happens in every election, rarely is it sufficient to tilt the outcome. And what we've demonstrated and continue to demonstrate beyond a reasonable doubt is that the number of illegal ballots in states like Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, and potentially Pennsylvania surpassed the margin of victory. And when that happens, that means you cannot know who the actual winner is. And when it happens in those three states, it also means that we do not know for a fact who the deserved winner of the presidential election is, because the number of illegal ballots surpassed the margin of victory. So it's just not possible to do that. And we've documented that in ways that are very simple and easy to understand. That, in fact, we found that the Georgia Secretary of State, who rejected our analysis, who slandered me personally, who made up a bunch of stuff about our own analysis, used our own techniques to remove 100,000 people from his own voter rolls just a month ago. So we know that our techniques and our research is solid. Our Georgia report is public on our website. Our Wisconsin report will be public next week, and that will be followed by the Arizona report. So we're very confident in what we found, and I guess in a way it's kind of disappointing because there's a lot of noise in this space by a lot of people who didn't know what they were doing, who kind of drowned out this good research. And our research is the research that the Trump campaign was bringing into court and the allies were bringing into court. And unfortunately, it never got to see the light of day in a courtroom due to the complications of our legal system in this country.
And we've been told by the corporate media now, even Fox News, you're not supposed to question the election. Well, that's every citizen's right, especially with unprecedented anomalies and bizarre things that unfolded. But you're one of the most respected people. I mean, I've got your pedigree. I mean, I don't even follow the super technical gurus of this, but I recognize you. I know who you are. And so you're a bigwig in this. And the fact that you've been honest about this, that even some of the Republican establishment, from what I've seen, has been critical of you. We see this coming out now that even 2 days after the election, before Biden even declared victory on that Saturday, on that Thursday and Friday, already the Republican lawyers were giving up and saying, let's just not challenge this. Why do you think that was?
I think it's part of it was incompetence. Part of it was within the campaign, a lack of leadership. You know, 2 days after the presidential campaign, I was in front of the Trump headquarters where I had been invited to explain some of the analysis to potentially identify some problems. And then a fight ensued inside the Trump campaign headquarters at 10 o'clock at night, and I was in my full suit with all my computers ready to go in, either give them some advice, maybe help them do it, whatever. And they just told me, go back home, we don't want you to come in. So fortunately, I was able to crowdfund the research thanks to the contributions of a lot of small dollar donors who wanted to see, just wanted to know the truth. They didn't want me to go prove that the election was stolen. They just wanted to find the truth, whether it was a legitimate outcome or whether it wasn't.
And that's lookaheadamerica.org, and there's more work to be done. So tell us in layman's terms what your findings are now and then how that ties into these other investigations.
Well, there are two types of findings that we've determined, and one is somewhat unexpected. We found a mass number of individuals who made the choice to cast a ballot where they do not live and do not have residency. And we've identified thousands of these in these states, particularly the state of Georgia, where we've identified thousands and thousands of people beyond the margin of victory who have not lived in Georgia. They live in New York State or New York City or someplace far away like Florida where they have a driver's license or where they're also registered to vote. And they shopped where they wanted to cast their ballot. They said, look, my vote's not going to make any difference here in New York City, but I can get a ballot down in Georgia where I lived 10 years ago, so let me do that because they do a really bad job running elections in Georgia. So what they were doing effectively was circumventing the Electoral College, which is what the left has always wanted to do. They've always wanted to get rid of it. And if you can vote anywhere you want without consequence, that effectively gets rid of the Electoral College. The other issue we found, and this is particularly in Arizona, where we have people telling us that they did not vote, they were not in the state to vote. The best case of this is a gentleman named Nashawn Garrett, who lived in Arizona a while back. Now he lives in Tennessee, where he's training to be an Olympic wrestler. Best of luck to him. But we reached out to him to say, hey, did you actually cast the ballot in Arizona? Because we have reason to think you might be a victim of voting fraud. And he said, I did not cast that ballot. And the Arizona government says not only did he cast that ballot, but it was signature verified. I want to know how that happened. There has to be an answer for that. And we can't rest until we find out. Look, forget the big picture, forget the thousands and thousands. Let's just find out what happened with Nashawn Garrett. Just that one instance. Can they please just give us that one answer on how that happened?
Well, you say shocking, Mr. Bernard, but I remember Democrats saying all over the Internet, hey, if you used to live in one of these other states, get your ballot, get your absentee ballot, vote there, and then also vote the state you're in. And I had thousands of calls. I mean, it was just flooded with people saying, I haven't lived in California in years, or I haven't, because some of these weren't even battlegrounds. But now we know why California's, you know, going completely blue, fraud there as well. Or I live in, or used to live in Georgia, or I used to live in Kentucky. And then now I'm being told that I voted on these online databases. And so I saw a lot of that.
Yeah, and we spent a lot of money on phone centers. We dialed a couple million phone numbers. And a lot of cases, you know, we found that, yes, the person did request the absentee ballot. So they're entitled to. They're in the military, so they're entitled to cast it. But we also found a lot of people who told us the state said that they had requested an absentee ballot if they told us they did not. A lot of people said that they did not cast that ballot if the state said that they did. And remember, we're a nonprofit group with a ultimately, we raised like $600,000, which sounds like a lot, right? But it's when you're trying
it's
to analyze
nothing
six
when
states,
you're trying to have
nothing.
Lawyers and experts, yeah. And so the
right.
Tiny bit of money, you had massive findings showing, yes, there was fraud against Trump.
Well, you don't know who it was against. See, that's the catch. Others will go, look, in my heart of hearts, do I suspect the election was stolen? But can I demonstrate if I walk into a court that the number of illegal ballots surpass the margin of victory so it's not knowable? I can demonstrate that. I can prove that. And that's why we've never come out and just said the election was stolen because we can't prove it. But we can prove that the election was so badly managed and it was gained by people outside the system that the result is unknowable and potentially invalid. And that would have been a justification for these states to withhold their electors.
So isn't this the whole future battle for America? Because you have big tech and big corporations and everybody getting involved to manipulate things and to do this and mail-in ballots and all this, and now they want to do it again in the midterms. If they're able to do this, we're never going to have a real election again.
Well, that sounds correct, but I'm not big on talking. I'm about action. Look Ahead America's action.
Well, then let's talk about action. Where do we go next then with your findings? Is there a bombshell?
Right. So we're going to continue releasing our findings in Wisconsin and Arizona. But what we're doing is we've organized and trained over 3,000 volunteers across the country. We have a leadership structure in 35 states. Now, we just sort of have look at where we have strength. We don't really have strength in the patriotic cause in Washington, D.C. We don't have strength in the court system. But where we do have strength is in a lot of these state legislators. So it's our job to educate these state legislators on the reforms they need to make. And the reforms that we put forward would solve every problem, real and suspected, that happened in the last election. And we're already making headway. We're making headway in states like Louisiana, Georgia, Texas. In fact, we're even making headway in the state of California on one of our more important policy objectives. So what it really just takes is people getting off the couch, getting educated, getting enrolled in our volunteer program, and then we give them guidance on how to make action on the ground. Because fundamentally, what Look Ahead America is we are right-wing, patriotic, community organizing. And that's what we lack. And that's why we're losing.
So I should have said just up front, you've got the proof that there's some bad stuff going on. We need to just organize and go to the state legislature level, and there's ways to fix that.
That's the best path forward that we can find. And I don't see any alternatives to that other than just kvetching about it and giving up.
Okay, one more segment then on solutions with Matt Bernard here with us, one of the leading election experts in the country right here. And, boy, you don't see Fox News putting him on. Maybe he's been on, but I missed him. We need to see this shouted from the rooftops, these findings. They have more ballots than actually people could have voted. I mean, this is fraud. It needs to be investigated. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Well, the Democrats introduced H.R. 1 that barely failed to federalize elections. Talk about scary. And to legalize all the fraudulent things they did in all these states. Many states didn't even pass laws. They just had the governors sign these consent agreements with Democrat lawyers. Well, Matt Bernard has been a leading RNC expert, a political election analyst expert, the former director of data and strategy for the Trump campaign. After the 2020 debacle, general election, Matt founded and led the Voter Integrity Project, discovered illegal ballots and other election anomalies. He was just giving us his findings, and if you want to recap that briefly, and then we're going forward, what we can do, what listeners can do right now, the reason you're on this show, because if they don't take action, they're going to be able to basically take over.
Thanks for having me. As I mentioned, you actually hit on H.R. 1, which is one of the things that our research group at Look Ahead America has been investigating, because we've documented over 900 cases. You said that it failed at the federal level, but over 900 cases of state legislatures trying to pass components of it through the back door where nobody's really paying attention. And we've done a tremendous amount of research on that one, and we've got a report on our website which people can look at and see exactly what components are trying to be passed, have been introduced, considered. Some have been defeated, but some have been passed. Components of H.R. 1 being passed through their own state legislatures because they couldn't get it through the federal government.
You're the expert. I mean, give us the briefing. What we do, what else we should be looking for.
So what I'd like to encourage people to do is to volunteer, to contribute to our organization. Give me either time, talent, or treasure. We are light years behind the left in organizing within their communities to take action. And that goes beyond just registering people to vote or helping to guarantee voter integrity. This weekend, next Saturday, we're organizing a protest of the January 6th political prisoners at the prison they're being held in Washington, D.C. We're also having 10 satellite protests around the country, and people can learn about that on our website at lookaheadamerica.org/rally. We're going to probably show up with around 100 to 150 people at the prison where these January 6th political prisoners are being held. We're going to raise our voices in patriotic songs so they can hear us and know that we haven't forgotten them, and to raise attention so that our political leaders bring pressure on them to get the charges dropped, to get them bailed so they're not held in solitary confinement under horrific conditions for, in many cases, not committing any violent crimes or something simple like a misdemeanor or walking through a public building parading or something like that. But here's the problem is that because we on the right have done such a poor job, not done a good job building these muscles and these institutions that do community organizing, our people are still sitting in prison. If this had been President Trump putting progressive leftists who committed no violent crimes in prison, holding them there for 6 months without the opportunity to bail, lying, having prosecutors lie about what they did to deny them bail, this country would be on fire. And if rather than a few hundred people I was bringing to this prison in D.C., I was bringing 100,000 people, they would all be out of prison within about 48 hours. So this is sort of where we're starting, and I'm encouraging everybody who's watching to understand that community organizing cannot belong solely to the left, and our deficiency here has contributed to problems from elections to justice to CRT to all these other things, our inability
to
react.
That's why they're pushing us around everywhere, is they see no pushback. And now they've got Antifa out all over the country beating people up to try to come out and demonstrate.
Exactly. And Look Ahead America is the antidote to that. That is what it was founded to do. And we are looking forward to these rallies. We'll have security there. We've got permits. Everything's been taken care of on our end. But this is just the beginning of a long, long movement. And if we sacrifice community organizing to the left, we're sacrificing the whole country to them. We can't let them dominate in this sphere that's so very important. And it it requires us to have the same level of activity and intensity that they do. Now, we're a nonprofit, nonpartisan group, but I'll make a comment outside of that is that the thing about President Trump that I think electrified so many people is he fought as hard for us as the people on the left fought for their people. And for us, we've never seen anything like that. It was absolutely unprecedented. And I think in some ways that sets an example for the way forward for us.
Well, that's right. In the 4 minutes we've got left, though, I really appreciate the work you're doing, Matt Bernard. How do people volunteer? How do they donate? Because it shouldn't be 150. There should be 10,000. You know, I've been in D.C. quite a bit. I kind of feel like I should be at this event or others should be there because these are political prisoners who a lot of them didn't even commit a crime. One guy, they stays in there because he had an unbuilt Lego set at his house. Well, I built that same Lego set of the Capitol with my son like 10 years ago. Will I be arrested? Because they called it a fully constructed Capitol. Turned out they lied in the federal filing. It wasn't constructed, but it wasn't a bomb. I mean, this is like right. Satire. This is bad comedy.
That's one of the smaller lies the prosecutors have told these judges, and the judges are incompetent. They just slop it up. They're telling judges that there were cops murdered on that day by these people. We all know that's a lie. And I'd love for you to come and join us. We're busing people in at 11 a.m. From one of the suburbs of D.C. You can have a seat right at the front of the bus, Alex. I'd be happy to go there with you. So lookaheadamerica.org/rally is where you can RSVP to come to our D.C. rally. And later today we'll be announcing our satellite rallies. We have about 10 of them in different states on that day or the days leading up that people can participate. But look, if you can't come to a rally, buses aren't cheap. Security isn't cheap. Please help us out with a contribution at lookaheadamerica.org/donate. We really need people's help with this. And, you know, it's enough to sit back and complain about on the internet and say, oh, how horrible that is. But there's no other people out there that are going to save this country. It's you and me, Alex, and your audience. It's just us. We have to do it. There's nobody else out there that's going to do it for us if we
don't
do it ourselves.
That's right. And you are a big fish in the Republican Party election system. You work for Frank Luntz. You've headed up Trump campaign. What percentage is a dead reckoning of the Republicans are willing to fight for election integrity? It seems like a lot of them just want to ignore this and really surrender to the Democrats.
Well, you know, it's not just election integrity. It's this election integrity issue and questions about the last election tie into the phony narrative of there being an insurrection on January 6th, which is the root of all the other draconian actions the Biden administration has taken, like purging patriots from the military, declaring the myth of white supremacy being the greatest threat to this country, deploying Capitol Police only answerable to Nancy Pelosi through the entire country, taking away your Second Amendment rights. All of it is premised on the idea that the election didn't have any problems, and there was a massive insurrection on January 6th, and we've got to combat that. The number of Republicans who are – look, I can tell you that at least Paul Gosar of Arizona, he came to our – he spoke at our rally in January on last month where we protested outside the Department of Justice. People were so afraid to come to that rally that we only got about 30 folks. But he was there, and he spoke, and he's coming to be at our in-person rally in Phoenix on this Wednesday, again, to protest these political prisoners. So I'm not going to criticize anybody, but I will elevate him as standing up for these people and standing up for election integrity.
Well, this is the big corporations using Marxism as a takeover template, puts fascists using communism, and this is the takeover. And things are only going to get worse the more Americans don't get involved and don't get engaged. And this is a very dangerous precedent, the national strategy for countering domestic terrorism. As you said, states questioning elections is white supremacism. They say white supremacists, without any question, attack the Capitol, which wasn't even true. And then so now anyone protesting is a white supremacist. I mean, it's really an attempt to outlaw demonstrations like they've done in Cuba. I mean, this is a real attempt at an authoritarian takeover.
Right. And it's not limited to that. You know, what they're attacking are the symbols of unity in our country, like the American flag. Suddenly, they're going to treat the American flag the same way they treated a burning cross. They're trying to turn it into that. They're trying to turn the American flag into the Confederate flag, which, you know, they've destroyed the reputation of that or
set
a burning cross.
If you have an American flag, right. They've announced Democrats, they want to get rid of the American flag, George Washington, everything. All right, sir, thank you so much. If I don't go, I'm definitely going to send a representative, but I mean, I was not even allowed in D.C. under his probation deal. I guess he can't even go. Matt,
we have a protest in Dallas.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund her operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Experimental injections that they could never get approved before that kill most of the lab animals in tests. They never got FDA approval. Skipped the official animal trials because they'd already done them in other projects that we've shown you here on air. And now they've had to put advisories on the vaccine saying they can give you cardiovascular disease, heart attack, strokes, lung collapse, your lungs becoming bloody pulps, you name it. we've got Fauci saying it's horrifying. We'll play the clip first. That in CPAC, they talked about young people being awake to this and realizing that there's serious vaccine dangers. And he's like, it's horrifying. We're just trying to do science. I don't know why they're doing this. When he's the guy that ran the Wuhan lab and tested spike protein vaccines to kill animals. I mean, he did it on purpose. He's a eugenicist. All the people involved at the top are part of depopulation groups of Bill Gates, Peter Daszak, all of it are part of these groups that want to depopulate. And then lo and behold, they're running these operations. I mean, this is like 12 monkeys come true here, folks. So it's Fauci. You know, he said on Friday he wants forced inoculations now. Total violation of the Nuremberg Code. Well, I am for local mandates. Make it very uncomfortable. Cannot leave your home unless you take my shot. And this is all because the world's woken up to how dangerous these vaccines are and the side effects. So what they do? Let's just give them something that's a gene therapy that kills all the animals. And then we'll see how they like that. Oh, I'm not the Fauci. Oh. So here's not the Fauci.
They were hoping, the government was hoping, that they could sort of sucker 90% of the population into getting vaccinated, and it isn't happening, right? There's a younger people are well aware of what the risks really are, and they're well aware of the side effect profile of the vaccines. They're becoming more aware of that, and they don't want to. And so there is going to be more pressure. And I mean, we're all going to have to decide.
It's horrifying. I mean, they're cheering about someone saying that it's a good thing for people not to try and save their lives. I mean, if you just unpack that for a second, Jake, it's almost frightening to say, hey, guess what? We don't want you to do something to save your life. Yay! Everybody starts screaming and clapping. I just don't get that. I mean, I don't think that anybody who's thinking clearly can get that. What is that all about? I don't understand that, Jake.
On the other side of the political spectrum, the former Health and Human Services Secretary.
So there's Fauci taking himself to a whole another level of gaslighting. They used to have trephiny where they drill holes in your head to let the demons out. I don't see why you don't want the doctors to drill a hole. What about electroshock therapy? What about just invented 100 years ago or so? They would do lobotomies with an ice pick. We're just supposed to do whatever you crazy scientists, you crazy ass people want us to do when you also want to depopulate us and you've been given liability protection when no other industry gets that. You're so upset. You're so worried that people are finding out what's really going on. You're a bunch of monsters. You're murderers. You're killers. You're mad scientists that have figured out a way to commit your crimes like Joseph Mengele. That's why we have the Nuremberg Code. It's why you're going to pay, Fauci. One way or another, you're going to pay for what you've done, you little monster. So here's a real doctor, Dr. Richard Fleming, on soft kill weapons. The best weapon doesn't kill your enemy. It demoralizes your enemy. It devastates your enemy. It makes you non-essential. It shuts down your economy. And remember, not just the vaccine killing people and most of the new COVID deaths being vaccinated. Oh, they were vaccinated, but it was a Delta variant. Oh, yeah. We set the machine to show that, scissors. That if you expand on that, it's not just the vaccine that's killing you. It's the starving people all over the world with the lockdowns that are still happening in Asia and Africa. So here is Dr. Fauci's response from Dr. Richard Fleming.
Most people who think that weapons are used for the purpose of killing their enemy. The best weapon doesn't kill your enemy. It demoralizes your enemy. It devastates the enemy. I'm old enough that I had a Vietnam draft number. And the weapons that were chosen at that point in time were a smaller caliber because it became apparent to us that if you shot and killed an enemy, you took one person off the battlefield. But if you maimed them, used a smaller caliber bullet, you took them and their friends off the battlefield as their friends tried to save you. The best weapon doesn't kill. It devastates and it demoralizes. That video showed an entire planet demoralized, devastated, locked down out of fear. If you think that SARS-CoV-2 was not an effective bioweapon, we can play this again. Masks were promoted from fear. Masks can decrease the transmission from one person to another. And if you're doing surgery with me, I will insist that you wear one. If you're not doing surgery with me, you won't be in the operating room. If you're wearing a mask in a car driving down the street, I'm not certain what you think you are doing. If you're doing surgery while you're in the car driving down the street, you're doing it wrong. All of that aside, what was clear was the panic that occurred in the general population. This divided families, churches, cities, states, countries, and nations against each other. This was a perfect bioweapon.
That's right. Now, let's expand on that. With all the psychology and all the war games written up beforehand by the Rockefeller Foundation and the Bill Gates Foundation, along with IBM. So I'm going to shift gears to the riots all over South Africa, not because of COVID, but because the lockdown in Africa in the last year and a half, there were two countries holding up Africa. One was by Gaddafi, not a fan of an African oil-rich dictator, but he did fund all of Africa and overall was a stabilizing effect. They killed him, devastated Africa, blew up the country. Not a fan of apartheid. It stabilized the country. They replaced one evil with communism about 10 times worse, and now it's total lawless bedlam. Hundreds of thousands dying a year, being raped, murdered, killed, black, white, doesn't matter. It's total bedlam. And here is shock footage of tens of thousands rushing down a road to loot and destroy houses and people with 10 guns trying to stop them, something out of a zombie apocalypse. But this has all been done with the shutdown of the economy. This has all been done to cause a chain reaction to collapse the third world into the third world. So now as Africa collapses into what was once a first world nation, South Africa, it is collapsing as well. So go ahead with audio and play this nightmare footage coming to America soon if we don't reverse this. People so hungry in South Africa, one of the richest countries in the world.
Stop.
Let them come.
They got to shoot them closer. You know. And
okay, let's go.
Now that's coming here. Now it's a third world country. And that's 6, 7, 8 guys with shotguns trying to turn back a crowd of thousands. And folks, if you want to be entertained by Road Warrior stuff, those movies predicting a dystopic collapse after a nuclear war are nothing. Yeah, I mean, I've been watching stuff out of South Africa. We could fill the whole show with stuff going on there. Raping, murdering, burning, killing, looting. They think if you rape a baby, they don't care if you're albino or you're white naturally. A white baby particularly, it cures you of HIV. I mean, it is bedlam, ladies and gentlemen. In South Africa was a first world country, but the globalists got rid of apartheid and put in communism, and now it is destroyed, just like they killed Gaddafi, and now all of that's collapsed. Africa is in free fall collapse. God pray for them, folks. What's happening to them is coming here next. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Friends, Girl Celente is coming up. I've got some final key information to cover right now. And please don't forget the War Room, 3 p.m. Central today with Owen Schroyer. So much is breaking. I'm probably going to be joining him with some news that's coming out, but I'm not ready to cover it at this point. I've got to do a little more research, a couple phone calls. But believe me, you want to tune into the War Room today. One way or the other, it'll be covered. South Africa is a perfect microcosm of the rest of the world. So is the Korean Peninsula, and I'm not going to do an hour-long treatise on this, but you had basically separate and not equal rules in South Africa, surrounded by incredibly murderous, barbarous regimes, communist regimes, regimes where they were involved in cannibalism, you name it. Because coming out of the collapse of colonialism and all the problems associated with it, Africa just descended into mayhem. Because with the Christians coming to Africa with medicine and things, and technology, the population exploded. But then with the collapse of civilization, with the end of colonialism, things fell apart. Well, globalism is a plan to create a post-industrial world. That was signed on to as a treaty. Congress didn't ratify it, but George Herbert Walker Bush, the big globalist eugenicist, signed on in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, to Agenda 21. We've now gone through that. We're now in Agenda 2030. Organized planetary collapse. But Agenda 21 said We want the organized collapse of civilization into a post-industrial world. We want to use war, famine, and even ritualized human sacrifice. This is in the white papers the UN used to cull the population. We want things to go back to the jungle, except for small government research reservations that are extremely high-tech and advanced. Everything else will be like the movie Zardoz that came out in the early 1970s with Sean Connery, where there's a rich elite that, you know, literally live in a cloud city, and they use extermination squads like something out of the Hunger Games to control everybody else. These are movies giving you an idea and books about what they really want. You understand that? Aldous Huxley said that in 1961 before he died. His brother ran the UN. He said, this is our real plan. Brave New World's our real plan. So they don't want to industrialize Africa. They don't want to get people educated in Latin America. They want it to go back to where it was. And then if you try to not collapse it, you go, oh, don't lecture people. Well, hell, Europe was in barbarism until the end of the Dark Age. So what they're creating is a new Dark Age, which will cause a massive planetary collapse. You can argue, well, maybe it's time for that to happen. Well, we're all probably going to die in it. You understand that the South African president, where they replaced colonialism and basically the equivalent of 1950s America, separate water fountains, all of it, it was wrong, it was bad, it wasn't good. They used that to get rid of a capitalist society, but that had racial controls, which weren't good, but were there, to replace it with communism. And now they have hundreds of times the murders. Poverty is off the charts. Nobody's safe, and it's all gone. It's all collapsed. They had a dictator, Muammar Gaddafi. I'm not defending him, just like I'm not defending apartheid. But he stabilized the country, spent 99% of the old money on the people. Women were going to college. People were highly educated. He was funding Africa with water wells and solar power and oil drilling. And he was helping all of Africa, just like South Africa was until they were taken down. But his crime was, just like the South African leadership, made up of Dutch and English, you know, settlers that got there 400 years ago, that they wanted it to be their country. It's not going to be South African's country. It's not going to be Muammar Gaddafi's country. It's the globalists coming in to take over. So they told Gaddafi, invest all your money with us, open up to the West, we'll stop any wars with you, and we'll let you help your people. They set him up and killed him using Al-Qaeda and the globalists. And so the same way they want to collapse Africa, they want to collapse us here. And once they collapse Africa, they're going to organize those starving millions to flood us and are literally taught in Africa now under UN training that whites are inherently bad. The president of South Africa and the defense minister, I played the clip, say, we should kill all the whites in South Africa and we should take any land they've got. Think about that. Racially based, because they're funded by the globalists, that once South Africa's totally collapsed and everybody's enslaved, then the Oppenheimers and the De Beers can all come in and there'll be no infrastructure and nobody will get any piece of those diamonds or gold. That's what they want, is squalor and pain and poverty, just like they want all over the world. The pandemic is meant to make us all poor and bankrupt. Show that footage again for TV viewers. I'll describe it for radio listeners. Of South Africa yesterday, you can watch hours of it, but thousands of people coming to loot neighborhoods. They've already looted other ones. And a few men with shotguns stopping them. Why? We don't need to give up the Second Amendment. Go to the audio.
Don't wait to Emma.
Stop.
Let them come. Let them come.
Okay, let's go.
And then just 10 men can run off thousands if they have guns. Now, do you think these neighborhoods are better after they're all burned? They're neighborhoods with black whites living in them, you name them. A lot of Indians live there. No, the country's gone, folks. It's totally gone. Total bedlam, back into the jungle. Now, let's go to another clip. This is a clip the media is trying to cover up. Antifa show up to counter-protest a mostly black event in Oakland to raise awareness against gun violence. Oh, you're a Korean men and women spa where the hot tubs and showers and things are separated like most old-fashioned spas are, and the women get in the hot tubs naked. You got a mom, a grandma, or a six-year-old in the spa, and a man comes in with his genitals, and Anthony comes and beats them up later because they protested that a man came and showed their genitals to him, a white guy. Now let's continue, ladies and gentlemen. Antifa shows up to a mainly black group protesting no police and the crime exploding. Plus, most of the cops there are black anyways. They're like, no, we want cops. We do want cops. Cops aren't perfect, but it's a lot better having them. And Antifa comes to get in their face. They're almost completely white. Again, this is ruling class globalists using communism. And it was Antifa first broke in the Capitol. We had the footage we showed last hour. It's just come out. Where is the FBI looking at these people? The answer is they're not. So here, again, is the footage of the black folks protesting defunding the police. And here comes the white thugs in black to try to get in their face.
A white privilege is standing here.
Thank you.
You think you have a right to be here. You don't have a right to be here.
Our black children are dying in the street every day.
Yeah, at the hands of the police. Yeah.
No! That's a lie.
There are not hundreds of people being at the head of the police this year. There are in this country.
You're only talking about me. I'm the
people who are on the street. Black people telling Antifa, get out of here with your white privilege.
We're talking about right now. What do you have against safety in Oakland? What do you have against... We are stopping the violence. Why are you trying to disrupt something that's trying to be positive? Why do you have to be... You're disrupting something that's positive. We're trying to save our people. We're trying to save our people. You are not our people. Get the fuck out.
There's a bunch of footage. I saw other footage of this too. The panorama of the Antifa scum.
I'm not going. My time is running up, but I just want to say, unity is the key.
A white privilege is standing here.
Thank you.
You think you have a right to be here?
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this is the takedown of the country. They don't want to get rid of the police. Once they collapse things, they're going to put their own police departments in, and you're going to be locked down for the rest of your lives. This is all funded by George Soros and the big money. The same people that went in and took out the South African leadership and took out Gaddafi, not to help Africa, but to literally have their way with them. Because, see, the New World Order doesn't live in Africa. They don't live in Oakland. They don't live in downtown Austin. They live in armored palaces in the middle of nowhere in places like Kauai, Hawaii, and places like Singapore. They live in places like Hawaii. They live in places like Australia, Tasmania, New Zealand. They live in armored fortresses in places like Switzerland. And they don't allow any of this around where they're at. You better know that. And you go to an Antifa event, they're 90% white college professors dressed up in a town. They know they're allowed to stab, shoot, kill whoever they want because Soros put district attorneys in. They're going to let them out of jail and drop their charges. But if they point a gun at you and you shoot them back, your ass is going to prison. Well, it's better to be tried by nine and carried by six. But I just know this, if they successfully kick their civil war off, they're going to try to make it racial and it shouldn't be. It should be the elite against the people. That's what this is. We know who the elites are, Bill Gates, George Soros.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.